In today's gospel reading, both of the commandments that Jesus quotes come straight from the Torah. The first, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might," comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And the second, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," comes from Leviticus chapter 19. Obviously, Jesus, as a Jew immersed in Torah, would have seen these as foundational and fundamental commandments. But as the age-old question goes, what is love? Because to be perfectly honest, the Hebrew Bible is kind of ambivalent about human love. We have many, many examples where love has tragic results. Amnon loved Tamar and it led to sin. Shechem falls in love with Dinah after he sins against her. Solomon's love for his foreign wives leads him into idolatry. Samson's love for Delilah leads to personal and national downfall. Michal's love for David is manipulated and ends in bitterness and hatred. And Jacob's love for Joseph leads to the brothers' jealousy and attempted murder. In fact, there's only one case that I can think of love between specific individuals that is presented positively, that of Jonathan for David. So what kinds of love go well in the Hebrew Bible? God's love for the forefathers and for the nation of Israel are well attested in many places, but the only kind of human love that seems to work are these two cases, the commandment to love God and to love your neighbor, and one other that Jesus doesn't quote, to love the stranger, from Deuteronomy chapter 10. How can love be commanded? I mean, doesn't love just kind of happen? How do you command a feeling? Well, in short, one doesn't, because the love spoken of here for God and neighbor and for the stranger is not a feeling, but a demand for action. We know this from our own lives. Our love for our husbands is expressed not only in feelings and in words, but in picking up his socks. And our love for our parents is not just a feeling, but it requires helping them out as they get older. Our love for our children is not just a feeling or words, but requires playing yet another round of Scrabble with them. As the Torah understand it, and clearly Jesus does too, love is not a feeling. It is a verb. It demands things from us. To love is a pledge of allegiance, a commitment expressed through concrete actions.